Angler Chronicles presents Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Good morning, Southern California. From Joshua Tree to Dutch Harbor, from the Canadian wilderness to the Amazon jungle. Buckle up, because it's going to be wall-to-wall action on Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Radio Outdoor Expeditions is brought to you by Owner Hooks, perfection in hooks, the experts at Sports Chalet, On Target Shooting Range, Bass Knuckles Clothing, Bite On Fishing, and Phoenix Bay Company.
Good morning, Southern California, and welcome to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And I'm Sergio, I'm your host, and let me introduce everybody around the panel, the famous crew. First of all, we got Ron Hobbs from the Owner Hooks Fishing Schools. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Southern California.
And then we go to none other than Tony Williams from the Bite On Fishing Team. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Sergio.
And then we have Captain Larry, who's on location at the Fred Hall Show. He's going to be calling in. And I know the Fred Hall Show isn't open right now, and you know where he's going to be. He's going to be surf fishing down there. And I want to take this opportunity to welcome to the crew none other than Jimmy Bass from Jimmy's Fishing Corner. And he's going to be a staple with us from now on and bringing that youth, that excitement that Tony doesn't have. Anyway, good morning, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Sergio.
See that energy? We don't have that energy. We
need a lot of coffee. I need another coffee.
Yeah. Anyway.
Shot of espresso.
So, Jimmy, let's start with you, okay? You're going to join us. You'll be part of the team now. Give our listeners a little bit of information about you, a bio, if you wish.
Okay. Well, I've been fishing since I was about 6 years old. My dad first took me out on his friend's private boat, and that was during the tail end of the last El Nino we had. And my first fish, of course, with his help, was a 15-pound yellowtail. But I wasn't hooked after that because I was still a little seasick. It wasn't until my dad first took me on the Clemente at a Dana War Sport Fishing that I really got hooked, and I've been at it ever since.
Very, very, very cool. Now, that's when you were six. Well, let's tell our listeners how old you are now. You're young, but you're an avid fisherman now.
Well, I'm 20 years old now, and I've been doing it for maybe about, so that's about 14, 15 years or so. Mm-hmm. And I do primary saltwater. My specialty is calico bass fishing, especially with plastics. My all-time favorite kind of fishing, a close second, is the structured sand bass fishing of the wintertime. Really love that, and I know you love that too, Sergio. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, I also do a little bit of freshwater fishing. Not a whole lot, mostly saltwater, but I have done a little bit of trout fishing, a little bit of striped bass, so I do have a little bit of expertise, but mostly my knowledge comes from that saltwater bass scene there.
Right, and the reason that that we wanted to bring you on is that you bring that youth, and you're an unbelievable rider, okay? Jimmy's Fishing Corner is a blog that you have, right?
Yes, it's a website blog. I maintain the blog. I write at least an article every week. It's mostly fishing reports, but I do throw in a little bit of stories, a little bit of tips, a little bit of public service announcements. And the reason I started this blog is because years ago, when I was fishing at a Dana Point with my dad, I would always be on the lookout online for local reports for the boats that I fish and the type of fishing that I do, you know, from other landings too. And there just wasn't too many of them. So I started this blog because I want to build an archive of those local reports, because that's my specialty, the local bass, that I hope you will enjoy. And as always, you can contact me on there. And if you want tips, you have a question or anything else, just contact me. And
we're going to make it really easy for our listeners and also for the viewers. Jimmy now is going to be writing for Angler Chronicles.
That's right.
So we'll be able to take some of your articles will be posted, and we're going to probably give you a whole page just for you. And I think it's great because it brings a different view. You know, I'm old school. You know, I'm already, you know, old and crusty. I've got my ways. Ronnie used to sing old school. Remember that? But the nice thing is, the refreshing thing is, you're the up and coming. You're the future of our sport, you know. And if we don't celebrate you, okay, we're going to lose our guys. You know, I was at the Fred Hall show, and the biggest comment is, these kids are now playing on their phones. They're playing, you know, at the couch. And when we were young, we went out fishing, you know, or we played with dirt, know. And Jimmy, you're one of those few that we have, and we need to get that younger generation excited again, or our sport is going to be lost, you know. And it's a great sport. It's safe. It's sound. It's healthy to be out in the ocean, you know, or even at a lake. So that's why, you know, I wanted to bring you in. You bring, like I said, you're going to refresh these old men that you got. You're surrounded here. I think now we have just about every generation covered.
Absolutely.
Okay. You know, we have the senior citizen corner covered. we have the Captain Larry Bird corner. I'm just rusty and stale, but it's all good, you know. And welcome aboard. And Ron, how soon can he? We're going to have those articles on for Jimmy.
He can start writing right now.
There you go.
We're ready to go.
Cool. Right. Okay. I'd be glad to.
So we'll be. You just going to send them to us. We're going to start your corner. I need a pretty picture. Okay, and we'll get you going. Sounds good?
Sounds fantastic.
Anyway, welcome to the family.
Thank you.
All right. Tony, let's go to you. Tell me what's going on at the local lakes.
Man, the trout fishing is off the hook this week. The water levels are raising there at our famous, one of our favorite lakes there at Irvine. You know, one of the biggest events happening of the year is the Berkeley Cup, which is happening today. And the fishing has just been really good with super clear waters. And a lot of shore bites. So we're looking forward to some big catches today. I know I'm going to be there. Hopefully we'll see a bunch of you guys out there at the winner's circle. And remember, you know, for float tubes or kayaks or any of the shore fishing, they don't charge you to launch a float tube or a kayak. So it's going to be a nice day to get out there on the water. The weather is absolutely perfect. You know, remember using those light lines, 2 to 4 pound test. And see if you can get hooked up on some owner hooks and just crush it out there.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit more about this tournament today. What do you know?
Well, the Berkeley Cup is the annual biggest fishing tournament of the year. Berkeley hosts an incredible party afterwards, a big event. And if you're lucky enough to be the all-inclusive winner, you get your name on the Berkeley Cup. And it's a really, really big event, not only for yourself but for the family, kids, and everybody that's going out there.
Yeah, I know everybody's very, very excited. In fact, I can let these guys know, on the 27th, that's just 2 days ago, a man named John Grandy caught a 19.75
Man, did you see that thing?
Rainbow trout.
I'm almost 20 pounds. Right, yeah. It was insane.
That's what you're looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah, there's some quality fish. I mean, you've got everything from steelheads, brooks, goldens, bass. The bass bite is off the hook. Catfish are coming out. I mean, the weather's really changing, and hopefully, you know, the earthquake
Plus
last night shook things up.
Pumping a lot of water into the lake.
The Sierra Cove area is pumping in a lot of water. You can actually see the water. It's a beautiful, beautiful time to be on the water and actually see where all the best spots are on the lake as those lake water levels are raising.
Mm-hmm. So that's always good. So go out there. I know one of our friends, Josh, he was in line this morning. It's funny, I'm on my way here, and we're on Facebook texting each other back and forth. Hey, I'm going to go to the lake. Oh, yeah, that's all good. So
yeah, if you know anything about the lake there, especially right before the first couple of hours, I mean, it's like you're a kid at Christmas just waiting to get in. So a lot of anticipation, a lot of big bows coming out. And we're looking forward to seeing some real trophy class fish today.
Perfect. I've got Craig in Anaheim. I want to say good morning, Craig in Anaheim. How are you?
Well, Sergio. Well, I have a question for Tony.
Sure.
Last week, I ran into kind of a tough situation at one of the lakes fishing for the trout, and nobody was getting bites, and I used a little bit of the bite on garlic and was able to catch one 14.5 pounder, But that was it for the whole day. I didn't have another bite.
Okay.
What would you suggest for
Craig, I got to jump in.
Scent?
Craig, I got to jump in. You go out there, you catch one fish, but it's 14 pounds. You know, what if it would have been better to catch five fish that were 5 pounds each? Come
two
on, Craig.
Each.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's a, yeah, congrats. That a that's a monster yeah. fish. I don't know if some people in their lifetime catch a 5 pound trophy class, much less a 14 half. No, but that's a good story. And with some of the ultra clear waters, the bite on crimson is working incredibly. It has a nice little scent sparkle included with the scent. So, I mean, if you want to really supercharge your baits, any of your now what kind of fishing are you doing? Are you doing plastics, metals? Are you fishing with night crawlers? What do you usually fish with?
Well, I usually have one outfit with power bait of one flavor or another, and that's what I had this time. It was the chartreuse power bait. Chartreuse.
Nice. Give away your little secrets there.
Put the
there.
Garlic on top of it. And then I usually fish a mini jig on top of it.
Okay. Well, you're doing all the right things, and I think a lot of people will appreciate you sharing your secrets just a few minutes ago. And, you know, hopefully, are you going to be at the Berkeley Cup today?
No.
All right. Well,
no, today I'm babysitting my grandson.
Well, there you go. You know what? Let's do this. How about we send Craig some of your Create bait so he can create it with his grandson?
Hey, that'd be good.
Okay, so Craig, do me a huge favor. Stay on the line. You're going to talk to Leilani. Good morning, Leilani. There you go. She's back there. She's going to get all your information, and we'll get you
some. Yeah, if I could get some of that crimson, I'd love that.
Oh, then there you go.
Yeah, we'll throw it in.
You know, I'd like to add something in there. You guys, you mentioned something very important. That you should always switch it up, you know, try something different. A lot of people will try the same thing over and over and over again and never get bit.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good, Craig. Thanks for calling in, and we look forward to hearing you know, what your catches are like next week. Give us a call again.
Perfect. All right, let's Larry, you there, buddy?
Hey, I'm here, Sergio. Good morning.
I introduced you to say that you're on location at the Fred Hall Show. We're all going there later on this afternoon, but I know where you are. You're either in your hotel room, okay, with your feet up, or your feet are in the sand about to go surf fishing.
Probably in the sand.
Well, Sergio, the surf gear is all ready to go. And, you know, well, it's still dark, and I don't know the area where I'm going. So, but anyways, you know what? Last night, all the vendors got a special treat that heard about it, and Bart Hall and Mike Lum, they fixed up a fish barbecue for all the vendors who stuck around after the show, and we had a really nice dinner with all the guys, and it was awesome, and kept me up a little bit later than I expected, but mm-hmm. I'm ready to go surf fishing. We had really good reports from the guys yesterday that went before they had to be to work, and
right.
I'm ready to get down there. They got a lot of surf perch, small to medium size, and a few mystery fish that worked them pretty good.
Okay. Well, when are you actually heading out to the sand?
When am I heading out to where, Serge?
To the sand, you know, surf fishing?
Well, as soon as I'm done here.
Well, the reason I say this, I think I'm going to lock you in and keep you on the air for a few segments. You want to do that?
Well, what I can do is I got to get all my gear in the truck, which isn't much. You know, surf fishing, you need a rod, maybe a backup rod, and just a fistful of egg sinkers, and I'm going to be fishing the plastics and a few hard baits. So you don't need much, you know, just mm-hmm. a little bag full of stuff. So once I get going here, I can probably let you guys go and then call back again for the second segment or something if you got room there, and I'll
Perfect.
Call you right from the sand.
You know, yeah, I just want to keep you on because I want to talk to you and to Ron. We were at the Fred Hall Show in San Diego. I know you guys have had a chance now to walk around. It's a great show, very well attended, and I want to see if there's any pearls that you guys are taking away from this show. I saw three things that I really liked, and I'll talk about those three things. So just want to keep you online there, Larry, okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Right here for you. And it's just,
You know, it looks like another beautiful day down here in San Diego. I just love this area. And for any of our listeners that are thinking about coming down, you know, just think of it as a mini vacation if you're coming from the L.A., Orange County area.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even have an earthquake down here.
No, we didn't. We'll talk about that. Everything was rocking and rolling in Orange County. But you know what, Ron, just before we forget, let's give our listeners the toll-free number for getting a hold of us.
Absolutely. It's 877-8-830-830. Once again, we need you guys to get a call in here, 877-8-830-830.
Yeah, give us a call, and we'll talk about what you want to talk about, anything about fishing. You got Captain Larry right now. You got me. You got Jimmy. You got Tony. You got Ron. One of us can answer the question. If we can't, I'll tell you I can't. Or we can't, and we'll have an answer for you next week. How's that? We'll research it. So call that number, 877-8-830-830, and you always give a prize. We always have to give a prize, huh?
Larry doesn't get a prize.
Larry doesn't get a prize. Well, what do you mean? He gets the surfish.
Thinking, Serge, yeah. I was thinking if we don't know the answer, we're good fishermen. We can make one up.
Well, no. We are not going to be, and I stress as we are, not gonna be that. We're gonna keep it real, keep it honest. We're gonna be a different type of show.
I bring a little bit of my history from sport boats with me, Serge.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'll tell you what. I mean, if there's a question that between you, Larry, myself, Ron, Jimmy, and Tony, we can't answer, it's got to be a pretty foreign type question. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Larry.
Yeah, and hey, even the things that we forgot. Now we have young blood there.
That's
right. He can remember things that we've forgotten.
You betcha. Okay, Larry, hold on the line.
And just real quick, Jimmy Bass, welcome aboard, buddy.
Oh, nice. Thank you, Larry.
Good to have you here.
All right.
Great to hear you.
We got to take a short break. You're on Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. Go pour a cup of coffee and we'll be right back.
Some are quick to take the bait and catch the perfect prize that waits among the shells. But Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Come check out the largest indoor shooting range in all of Orange County. On Target, certified distributors for Glock, Wilson Combat, Springfield, Sig Sauer, CZ, Mossberg, Remington, Ruger, and Beretta. 20 lanes open 7 days a week, serving Orange County for 18 years. Conveniently located off the 5 freeway in Laguna Niguel. Classes of all kinds, including firearm selection, home defense, and women's personal safety. All NRA certified instructors. Great for corporate fun shoots, team buildings, birthdays, bachelor and bachelorette parties. Folks of all ages and types, from scout troops to law enforcement to government agencies, love On Target. For more information, go to OnTargetRange.com. That's OnTargetRange.com. Or call 949-348-0352. That's 949-348-0352.
Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Kovac, and I'm here with longtime friend and a great partner on our show, Danny Strunk with 22nd Street Landing. Danny, what's going on this summer at 22nd Street? What do you guys got cooking for it?
Well, Ronnie, we have our Wednesday special. Every Wednesday, we have the half, three-quarter day Monte Carlo Pursuit, as well as the Freedom, doing a manager special from 22nd Street Landing. You want to save some money this summer, come on down and fish with us on Wednesdays. We have new management that's taken over the tackle store, the fully stocked tackle store for every need that you might have sport fishing this summer with us.
You've got rental rods there, you've got food, you've got lots of lures and tackle. It's pretty much a complete one-stop tackle store. You can even buy a gunny sack if you need it, right?
Exactly.
What about the website?
Our website is www.22ndstreet.com, or you can give us a call on our phone for reservation or any information you might have at area code 310-832-8304.
Where are you located, bro?
We are in San Pedro, California, 141 West 22nd Street, conveniently located right off the 110 freeway.
And give us the names of some of those great legendary boats at 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro, Danny.
We have the Monte Carlo, the Pursuit, the Sea Angler, the Freedom.
Captain Danny Strunk from 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro. Thanks, Danny. Tight lines.
Bass Knuckles clothing will put the wow in your fishing wardrobe. With designs so nice, you'll want to wear them on and off the water. Bass Knuckles t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, button-ups, and hats are the highest quality on the market. Made from 100% cotton, double-stitched, and pre-shrunk, these shirts are ready to take on life, on or off the water. Tagless design for comfort and finished with Bass Knuckles signature embroidered patch, you're sure to turn heads. Check out Bass Knuckles clothing at bassknuckles.com and also coming soon to a retailer near you. Ask your local tackle and clothing retailers if they carry Bass Knuckles clothing by name. With over 20 designs to choose from, we have something for everyone. So go to bassknuckles.com today to get the hottest fishing clothing anywhere.
Stay tuned to AM 830 KLAA for the special Mike Trout contract extension special this afternoon at 2 o'clock. We'll have comments from Mike Trout, Artie Moreno, Jerry DePoto, and many more right here on your home for Angels baseball, AM 830 KLAA.
How will the Halos look this season? Are they ready to come out swinging in 2014? Roger Lodge has insights in the Sports Lodge, weekday afternoons from 4 to 7 on Angels Radio, AM 830.
Welcome back to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And when we went to break, we were talking to Larry. Hey, Larry, you there?
Larry? I'm here, Sergio. Good morning, everybody.
Okay, go ahead and finish your thought. You were talking to Jimmy.
Oh, you know what? I've done a little bit of work with Jimmy before, and his enthusiasm. I just listening to him on the radio here this morning, Jimmy, from down here in San Diego. I'm just remembering how it was working with you before, and I'm excited about having you on board. And your love for bass fishing, that's where my heart is too. I love it, and it's good to have somebody else there that has that same desire. And just listening to you here is awesome.
Well, thank you, Larry, and it was a thrill fishing with you too, because I remember one time we were out at San Clemente Island, and you and I were on the bow and just slaying the rockfish, and that was a lot of fun, and I look forward to another and more great trips like that.
Hey, Jimmy, I want to ask you one thing. Have you fished the jig and squid anymore since I showed you that method?
Honestly, I haven't, but I haven't really gotten an opportunity where that's where I could really do that. But hopefully, as I branch out here with Angler Chronicles and get into some uncharted territory, I'll be more than willing to break it out again.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Larry.
It is kind of an island thing rather than a local thing. But what we're talking about, you guys, is like a small but heavyweight jig, not a lightweight jig, and you wrap the live squid or fresh dead squid around all three hooks, and you're waiting for the bass picks on it, and the calico bass just come in and swoop on it. And we were just passing on that type of fishing to a new generation.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And just yesterday on Facebook, I was talking with a few friends, and Jeff Jones gave a comment about the jig and squid, and I remember, I think it was you who caught we were fishing over at Catalina, you caught a 4 or 5 pound nice sheephead on the jig and squid. So, and that's what Jeff commented, that he used to catch sheephead that way. So that's it's an unorthodox method by modern standards, but it's a whole barrel of fun.
Yeah, I'll tell you who taught me that originally. Well, Captain Pat Conklin, he taught it to me, but the guy that taught that to him was our old friend, rest in peace, Russ Iser. He was the master at that.
Mm-hmm. I remember Russ. Hey, you know, a lot of these techniques, okay, we are going to share this year with, through Angler Chronicles. We have the Owner Hooks Fishing Schools, and this is what you guys got to look forward to. I mean, you come up and you got a guy like Larry that's been on the boat since before the invention of water, and that means you have a lot of experience.
Yeah, we used to just sit on the boat in the middle of a dirt lot.
That's it. You see? See? So they had to become very, very creative in their techniques. And there's a lot of secrets that the boat captains and deckhands have. Yeah. Over the years that, I mean, because you go on some of these party boats and once in a while you see a deckhand throw out, you know, they do one or two casts and they have one or two fish. And you've been sitting at the rail and you've got one or two fish, but you've been there all day. And you go, what are they
Sergio,
doing?
Sergio, I'll tell you, hey, that first trip is on the Thunderbird. What's mm-hmm. the date? May 7th?
Yeah, we're going to cover that. Go ahead, Ron. Give all the information out now.
Yeah, Larry, you're correct. The first trip for the year is on the Thunderbird. It departs May 7th at 9 p.m. It will surely be heading out towards San Clemente. I cannot wait. All these techniques and stuff. But the biggest thing is that we'll be able to share all our knowledge that we can gather up between all of us and teach a lot of the new fishermen that were joining us. And now that we have Jimmy, even the younger ones.
Yeah, and what I want to stress is this. The way the Owner Hook schools work, they're all limited load. I mean, the Thunderbird can carry 40 people. We're only going to carry about 30, no more than 30. You know, 28 to 30 is where we want to keep it. And you're going to have a lot of instructors on boat. And these are guys that have fished from different venues. Like I was talking about you, Larry. I mean, you know, deckhands and captains over the years have developed different techniques. These are the things that we are going to share with the average listener. So they can just get on the fish, you know, and become, like Ronnie used to say, that 10% of the anglers who catch 90% of the fish. Okay? So, Ron, yeah. How do people actually sign up for the Thunderbird?
All right. You guys can give me a call. Call us at Angler Chronicles at 714-969-9750. Book it. We are very close to being full up on that trip. So I suggest that you call this week.
Yeah, and you know, we've priced it whatever the regular price is. It's just you're just going to have the benefit of having a limited load, plus instructional care all day. I mean, the entire trip overnight.
We'll and start. We also usually give away some prizes.
Oh yeah, we're going to give away a lot of stuff. I mean, the usual suspects will be there, and we'll have Owner Hooks. We'll have Bass Knuckles. A lot of stuff we give away in all these trips. So it's a lot of fun, very instructional. And good fishing, I expect. I mean, the water's just very, very nice. So, okay.
Sergio, I got a firsthand report. Our friend Jeff Jones and Bob Elliott took their boat out to Catalina mm-hmm. earlier in the week, and they didn't find any sea bass that wanted to bite, but they said the calico bass fishing was some of the best they've seen probably in about 10 years.
Is that Catalina or San Clemente?
That was at Catalina.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing. A lot of the private boaters were raving this week about unbelievable fishing at Catalina. So I know our friends from Bass Knuckle, Chris Bona, he went out there, and it was really, really good. So let me do this. I got to want to talk to Cliff from Lakewood. He's been waiting patiently. Good morning, Cliff. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Wake up.
Wake up, Cliff.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good morning.
Much better. Much better.
Yeah, I was wondering, Jimmy, have you ever been in SWBA tournaments?
I haven't. I haven't really done anything officially. My specialty has always been sport boats, going out on the sport boats, especially out of Dana Point and Santa Monica Bay and up in Oxnard and things like that, but I've followed it and I've watched the videos over the years and I've seen a lot of good pictures, but I haven't done anything officially like that.
You're a young Sergio, one of those book guys all the time, huh?
Yeah, yep. You know what? That's why he's, you know, Cliff, it's funny you say that because, like, this kid is like, I mean, like me, you know? I mean, I love the sport boat scene. I mean, and Larry can attest to it. It's very different, you know, but there's something about a sport boat, especially when you keep going to the same ones over and over and over again, and you become like family, you know, and it's like you go fishing and your captain's your friend, the deckhand's your friend, you make a good relationship with the galley cook. That's always very important because he makes you really good hamburgers,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, and he's an up and coming. I love this. Cliff,
can't wait to go fishing with him.
Yeah, and, Cliff, get on one of some of our schools, man.
I will. I'm definitely going to go on the Oshawasi one.
Yeah, we got schools going from, you know, Davies Locker, from overnights, three-quarter days, twilights, half days. Dana Point, the same thing. And we got half days and twilights and three-quarter days. Yeah. And then we're also going to be in San Diego with the one and only, the Ocean Odyssey, like we always do. We got three trips. And I'm going to throw this out there to our listeners. A lot of these trips will be taped for our show on Fox Sports West. Okay?
That Ocean Odyssey always sells out. That's why they're flying in already.
All right. Hey, Cliff, stay on the line, and we'll send you out your choice. Bidon product, owner hooks. We'll get you something out there. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Cliff. We got to take another break. We're on Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Flying out of LAX on your next trip? Then park at the parking spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles whisk you right to the front door of your airline terminal. Nothing could be easier or a better value. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. The parking spot has two convenient locations just minutes from LAX Airport. For directions and more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered.
Hi, I'm Tony Shitanishi from Owner Hooks, and I want to talk to you about one of our new 2012 products, Jig Rig, the hottest terminal fishing product for 2012. The Jig Rig is comprised of an offset hook with a welded ring through its eyes, and on the welded ring is a split ring attached to a slim profile weight. The Jig Rig is unique because, unlike other jigs, the hook moves independent of the weight. This helps to achieve greater bait action, and when fighting fish, the pull is coming directly through the solid ring to the hook, with the weight off to the side. So, unlike traditional jigs, the fish can't use the Jig Rig's weight to leverage the hook out of its mouth. With the weight leading the way, the compact profile of this rig allows for longer and more accurate casts. Weights can easily be removed and added to the split ring without retying line or re-rigging bait. Jig Rig is available with lead or tungsten weights, and owners Yuki Bug and JR Minnow are the perfect baits for the Jig Rig. Jig Rig was designed for largemouth bass fishing, but will work on many saltwater inshore species like calico and sand bass. For further illustrations, videos, and instructions, please visit www.ownerhooks.com. Hey, good luck out there this season.
You know that feeling? The feeling of being skunked on the lake? You're bored, anxious, sleepy, just hoping to get that bite on? What do you do to switch it up? Do you run to the tackle store? Or try to find the guy on the lake who's catching a monster of stringers on trophy fish and ask him what he's using? Because you want to know what a 5, 10, 15, or 20-pound monster or trophy fish feels like. Well, everyone, his secret is out. Bidon Fish Attractants. Simply add Bidon Liquid Attractant to your baits, lures, jigs, dough baits, and live worms. Log on right now for details on your free bottle of Bidon. www.anglerbros.com. That's right, anglerbros.com for details on your free bottle of Bidon. Available now at Turner's Outdoorsman and your local bait and tackle stores throughout California. Coming soon to Sports Chalet and all the Eastern Sierra bait and tackle stores just in time for this year's trout opener. Bidon Fish Attractants, the only scent where fish get hooked. anglerbros.com makes a perfect gift too.
It's good to start your day with a smile and a smirk. Get up with Travis Rogers weekday mornings at 6 on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA.
You know, I just can't get enough of that. I almost feel like playing the whole thing. Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, and we're trying to take care of business. What do you think about that, Larry? Larry? Did you fall in the sand, Larry?
He probably jumped the guardrail.
Hey, sorry, I just got back with you. Get the gear together.
He got run over by a wave.
Uh-huh. I was saying we're just taking care of business. You know, why don't we do this, Larry? Why don't you go ahead and load up the car, get over to the surf that you're going to fish, the area, and then give us a call back and give us some reports, man.
You got it, mister.
And when you do that, I also want to talk a little bit about, like I said, some of those pearls that we're seeing at the Fred Hall Show, okay?
Oh, and there's lots of them.
Lots of them.
Don't be jumping over any guardrails.
Make sure you got your license there, Larry.
I got everything together. I'm just trying to get out the door here.
All right, Larry, then go ahead and go do that, and then we'll just come back to you, okay? Give us a call back.
All right, guys.
Perfect. All right, there's a guy in Bradley, Rich. Good morning, Rich. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good, good. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Good morning, Rich. What's up?
Well, you guys were talking about surf fishing and Larry, and he just hung up, so.
Oh.
So here we go.
Well,
he talked about all you need really is a handful of egg sinkers, and I was wondering, you ever try using things like, say, the owner jig rig or the Phoenix lead heads?
Yes.
For surf fishing.
Yes, you can, absolutely. I think it has a lot to do. Now, I'm not an avid surf fisherman, okay?
Okay, but we gotta wait till we get Larry back.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll tell you this.
What his take is on that and when you would use that kind of stuff.
Well, you know what? Is Larry coming back? I think, Larry, if you can hear this, you got to call back in. Text Larry. You know,
yeah,
text
keep it
Larry.
Together, Larry. You know, you're supposed to be at work.
Yeah, text Larry. Oh, yeah. Somebody text Larry right now to call back in immediately.
I'm putting the Angler Chronicles signal out.
Okay, so the question was, one more time, Rich.
Okay. He talked about using all he needed was a handful of egg sinkers, which sounds like he's doing a Carolina rig.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered if he ever used like the owner jig rigs or the Phoenix lead heads for surf fishing, and when he would switch to those kinds of things, or is he kind of stuck on the Carolina rig? And maybe elaborate a little bit on the types of retrieves he uses or something like that.
Okay, well, Rich, let's do this. We're actually trying to get a hold of Larry. Stay, if you want to stay online with us, you're welcome to, or just, you're obviously listening to us, so if you want to hang up, when you hear Larry back on, give us a call back, Rich.
Well, I got another question, maybe.
Okay, go ahead.
A minute ago, you talked about the calico bass fishing starting to really crank on like they hadn't seen it in years at Catalina.
Correct.
And I was wondering, are calicos kind of migratory? Do they move in and out, or are they basically homebodies?
You
want
to take
both?
You want to take this one, Jimmy, or you want me to take it?
Well, I've heard. I haven't done a whole lot of research into this, but from the things that I've heard on the subject, that they stay pretty much in one area.
Yeah. Now you know what? Let's go ahead and get Captain Pika on the line, because you know Captain Pika, he's over. He's over in Dana Wharf. Pika, did you actually hear this, that question?
Yes, I did. Okay. Oh, my God. Little Jimmy.
Hey, yeah. Son.
Good to hear you, buddy.
Good to hear you too.
But
I have been fishing with Jimmy since, let me see. He couldn't even see over the rail.
But, Chris, hold on a second, Chris. I've got a listener, Rich, from Bradley, and he was asking a very good question about calico bass. And you've been fishing these fish for a long time. Rich, go ahead and ask Captain Pika directly.
Okay, here's the question. A minute ago they were talking about the calico bass being basically off the hook at Catalina, best they'd seen in years. And so that kind of posed the question for me was, are the calico bass migratory? Do they move in and out? Does the fish supply kind of get resupplied into an area, or are they basically resident fish, or both?
Both. They're resident fish. However, they do migrate up and down the coast. They'll go to different areas.
they'll migrate up to different kelp beds, different hard bottom structures, you know, reefs and stuff like that. You know, you can go in tight, fish them up on the boilers. They'll be moving in, they'll be moving out. You know, they're both.
And that's actually the correct thing. And I'll add this to you. When the fish are young, okay, those are the ones that are moving around a bit, okay? And as they become older, more quote-unquote established in an area, you know, it's the pecking order. You know, the male, dominant males, dominant females, okay? Then they take over, and they're somewhat territorial, okay? And then they form that particular school in either that rocky area or the kelp beds or whatever. I mean, you will find calico bass in open water in 150 feet, okay? And you go, why are they here? You know, and it's a good distance sometimes from a kelp bed or a rocky area, reef, and you go, why are these fish here? Well, they're moving. They're chasing bait. They're eating. So I think what Captain Chris Pica says is right on the money. It's both. Okay, they do migrate, and they are home guards. Okay, so once they find their area, it's the best thing. You know, I mean, we've been trying to track sand bass for decades. Think about this, Pica. For decades, we've been trying to track these sand bass that supposedly came from Mexico. They've tagged them, never got a tag that could tell us anything. And they come in, and when they come into the Huntington Beach Flats to do their yearly thing, the local fish from the reefs also pull out. They come there, they do their thing, and then they go back. Well, not all the fish return to Mexico. Some stay, and that's where some of the migration occurs. Some of the locals fish will take off with that school, and some of those school fish will stay in some of those reefs.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, we have fish that migrate up from Mexico, the sand bass that migrate up from Mexico. Mm-hmm. We also have the residential sand bass that are here year-round.
Correct.
That will catch, you know, you know, we haven't really, down in this area, you know, off the clam beds and stuff like that, you know, last few years, we haven't had the big sand bass runs like we used to. And one of the reasons why is because of the tsunamis that we had. Remember the big earthquake down in Chile, and of course we had the one over in Japan.
Right.
What that did was that altered the currents in the area. Now that the sand bass, they've been kind of swinging around, and you know, nobody really knows what they've been doing. You know, like you just said, you know, they've been studying for years and still don't know. You know, but what I'm seeing now is things are getting back to normal the way before the tsunamis hit. So I think we're going to start seeing more of those fish out in the mud here down in this area, you know, off Orange County.
I agree with you. So how's the fishing over in Dana Wharf?
Guys, fishing's great, man. Fishing's going good. We got on the half days, you know, we got all kinds of half day trips going out right now. We got the 6:30 half day. We got the 10 o'clock half day. We got the noon half day. And guys, also on Sundays, we have the kids clinic, the free seminar for the kids that starts at 12 o'clock. And right after that, we got the afternoon half day that goes out. And also the kids get to fish for free on that. So remember that, the afternoon half day on Sunday. These guys, if you want to bring your kids out, they fish for free on Sundays in the afternoon half day. You know, we have a cool seminar where the kids, you know, they pick up a lot of information. And right after that, the trip leaves, so it's all fresh in their mind. It's really good how they coordinated that. And also, guys, you know, we're going to be targeting on those half days the calico bass, sand bass, you know, the sheepheader in season now. We're also getting sculpin, occasional halibut on the half days. You know, it's a lot of fun fishing on those half days. And, you know, this whole winter I've seen some really good bass fishing, you know, sand bass and calico mixed. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been getting, you know, a lot better calico fishing, but, you know, there's been a lot of good sand bass in the mix there. You know, also guys got 3/4 days and they're, you know, they leave at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, and they're targeting the rockfish. You know, they're getting some nice reds and boccaccio, chuckleheads, flags, you know, there's all assorted rockfish out there, and all of them make outstanding table fare. They are so good eating. One of my favorites, man. I love those rockfish. They are so good eating.
Well,
you know,
Chris,
also then.
Well, no, Chris, here, I was going to say, you know, to our listeners, if you're going to be at the Fred Hall Show in San Diego, you can come. I know you guys have a booth there. Okay, because I stopped by there yesterday. And then you can come also to the Anchor Chronicles booth, and we've got some discount cards, I mean, for you guys to go out and from Dana Wharf, and we'll get you all set up. Okay. So what's the best way to reach Dana Wharf?
You can give us a call here, guys, at area code 949-496-5794, or you can call, or you can look us up on the web. You can check out our website at danawharf.com.
Awesome. Hey, Rich, Chris, thanks so much. Okay, and we're going to be fishing with you soon. And Jimmy Bass is the new staple on the show, so.
Yep. All right, little Jimmy. Well, congratulations, my friend.
Thank you. And just one, Pika, just one more thing before you go. You were talking about those sand bass, and last weekend I was fishing on the morning half day, and the sand bass really started to move in and mix in with the calicos. And to me, that's a sign that bass fishing is really starting to get good because you got the variety. I mean, not everybody can fly line, but if they go to the bottom, they're just not sitting there maybe picking a few small rockfish. They're actually having a chance to catch, you know, a nice sand bass, and they fight really good. So I think that's a really good sign.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely 100% correct, Jimmy. You know, this winter to summer transition, you know, there's been like some really nice sand bass mixed in there.
Yeah. Hey, and Chris. Chris, stay on the line. The music's coming up. Means we got to take a break. So if you want to stay on the line, okay, and we'll come right back after this commercial, and we'll finish that up, okay?
Roger that.
All right. Stay tuned, folks. We're coming back on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, and we'll finish up with Captain Pika. We got Larry back. We got Rich, Jack, and Captain Rick Scott. We'll be right back.
You go on leaving out your heart, and all it's said inside.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Hey, when the sun is out, that means it's time to get a new pair of Typhoon sunglasses at Sport Chalet. Now, Sport Chalet has Typhoon's new AquaView 2 sunglasses with optical enhancement. Toss out your old reading glasses and get a pair of Typhoon AquaView 2s. They're so much better than standard readers because you get hydrophobic lenses as well that are polarized polycarbonate plus magnification powers of either 1.5, 2.0, or 2.5. A standard reader doesn't even come close. Increase your range of vision with a Typhoon AquaView 2. What I love about Typhoon's AquaView 2 is that when I'm fishing, I can see into the water without getting blinded by glare, and the next moment I can read fine print on a lure package or even the newspaper without having to change my glasses. Whenever I go fishing, I wear the Typhoon AquaView 2. Typhoon has over 25 different styles of sunglasses, all with a lifetime warranty. Typhoon sunglasses are available now at a Sport Chalet, but they're going fast.
Kachuma Lake Recreation Area is renowned for its natural beauty, great fishing, and variety of things to do in every season. Set amidst oak woodland in the picturesque Santa Ynez Valley in Santa Barbara County, you'll find everything you need for a relaxing lakeside getaway in the great outdoors. Cabin, yurt, RV, and tent camping vacations are planned easily with online reservations. Enjoy fishing from a boat or on shore. The lake is stocked with hungry trout, and there are plenty of bass, crappie, and catfish for eager anglers. The Kachuma Lake Marina and Boat Rentals also has kayak rentals and a full tackle shop. Go wildlife watching on a Kachuma Nature Cruise, or take a guided nature walk and visit the Neil Taylor Nature Center. Enjoy picnics, bird watching, hiking, photography, biking, or just the scenery. A well-stocked general store has all you need, beverages to camping supplies. Mild temperatures, typically sunny skies, and celebrated fishing conditions make year-round camping here exceptional. Located off scenic Highway 154 in the Santa Ynez Valley, Kachuma Lake is midway between coastal Santa Barbara, area wineries, and the Danish community of Solvang. For full information, visit www.kachuma.com.
It's time for San Diego's number one show, the 38th annual Fred Hall Show. The ultimate outdoor experience March 27th to the 30th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. San Diego's biggest boat show, biggest fishing show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Discover fishing, boating, travel, camping, hunting, fly fishing, and total outdoor adventure. A full day of family fun. Kids free, kids fish free, military free. The Fred Hall Show, March 27th to the 30th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
It's a whale of a show.
Details at fredhall.com.
It's a new season with a new energy.
There's a high fly ball that's lifted deep down the left field side. It's tight to the line, and that one is out of here.
Angels Baseball on Angels Radio, AM 830.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And when we left, we had Captain Pika talking, and I didn't want to cut you short, Chris. So go ahead and just finish up and give us, once again, the phone numbers, the website, and how to get a hold of everybody. And hopefully Rich's question was answered.
All right. Okay. Well, hey, you know what I forgot real quick? The Fury is also running overnight trips, and they're going to San Clemente Island, and they're going to... And they're getting in some awesome bass fishing over there at Catalina Island, just like you guys were talking about. And guys are fishing rockfish and calicos. And you never know, yellows pop up there too, baby.
Yeah.
And guys, real quick, phone number here. If you got any you want any information on any of the trips that we're running, you can give us a call at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and the phone number is area code 949-496-5794. Or you could look us up on our website at danawharf.com.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris. And come by one of the two booths, either the Dana Wharf booth or the Angler Chronicles booth at the Fred Hall Show in San Diego. And we got information on the Fury as well. Okay, thanks, Chris. And we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right. You guys have a great week.
Talk to you next week, brother. All right. Hey, hey, Rich. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, it did. It seems like really nobody knows what's going on with where the bass go. They could be out there swimming with a tuna for what anybody knows. But one thing we do know that seems to be a constant is they show up to spawn on a pretty predictable pretty calendar.
Perfect. All right. Hey, Rich, thank you for calling in. Hang on the line, and we'll get your choice of some bite-on products or some owner hooks products, okay?
Right on.
All right. Thanks for the call. All right. And Larry, are you there?
Yeah, Sergio, I'm here.
Okay, so... you know, Larry, he was asking about surf fishing and if you would take a Phoenix Leadhead or what was the other?
Phoenix Leadhead or the
jig rig.
Owner Jig.
Or the Owner Jig rig in the surf.
Well, in the surf, I've actually fished neither of those. I mean, there's the Owner Hooks has the Cultiva-type baits that you fish
right
out with, Sergio, and I've seen you guys use those a lot, trout fishing. And those work in the surf as well.
Yeah, there you go. So that's the answer for Rich. And then we got Captain Rick Scott from the Ocean Odyssey. Hey, Rick, good morning.
My turn, finally?
Finally. I'm sorry. I got. Well, Rich had a good question, and I actually propped you up as well, see if you'd chime in, because they were talking about calicos. And some of these calicos, are they resident fish? Or are they migratory fish? And we concluded, obviously, that it's a little bit of both.
I think they're a little bit of both. I think, you know, as long as the conditions hold, the fish will hold in that same area.
Mm-hmm.
If we get an El Nino this year, I think that'll change everything. You'll see our fish venture up the coast into the cooler water.
Yes, I agree. And what temperature you got over there in San Diego?
We're about 66 degrees right now, which is a bit warm.
Now, do people realize we're at the end of March and it's already 66?
Yeah.
You know, up here in... I fished last week. I was on the water, and it was 65 degrees in San Pedro. You go, what? You know, it's supposed to be in the 50, high 58, you know, most. So, good water.
We never got the cool water like we normally see down here. Typically, we'll see it get down into, like, 55, 56 degrees, but, hey, we did not see that this year.
Well, by the sounds that I hear in the background, that means you're on the boat, huh?
I'm on the boat, but I think that sounds coming from your place.
No, that's coming from you. Anyway,
and, the sand bass, I think there's a different story on the sand bass.
All right, share with us.
You guys are up there. You don't see what happens down here, but we see that fish coming up to just inside the islands, the Coronado Islands.
Mm-hmm.
And what it seems like when it gets there, it doesn't get any farther. So a lot of you are aware that we have tuna pens that are all over the Mexican coast now, and those tuna have to eat. and we see day after day after day their bait boat in there wrapping whatever they can get to feed those tuna.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of days the boats go in there, they see a lot of sand bass, they go back the next day and it's gone. So I think, I don't know if we'll ever see that fishery again if that continues,
mm-hmm.
but there's no pens there now. Mm-hmm. And we haven't seen that in the last few years, so I don't know if they plan on putting them back in there.
Mm-hmm.
But if they would stop doing that, then we might see them fish move right up the line again. But it seems like they hit that border there where they're wrapping the bait for the tuna, and once it hits there, we don't see it anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what. Can I keep I see we have another caller, Jack from West Hills, and he's got a question about sand bass fishing, and I got Larry and you, Rick, queued up. And
Larry?
Yeah, Larry's on there.
I thought he was done. He didn't show up this morning.
Well, he's over. Is Larry on?
Oh, yay. You're throwing me under the bus, dude. I'm right here at 40 Pines looking at the surf, waiting for the sun to come up so I can start fishing.
Yeah, right. You left the show last night. We know where you went.
Anyway, let's go ahead and queue up Jack from West Hills. Jack had a question about sand bass. I got both of you on.
You hear me all right?
Jack, is that you?
Yeah, it's Jack.
Okay, what's your question, Jack?
Well, I think through the years, the sand bass population is depleted because, again, I think the giant squid had a lot to do with the fishery for the sand bass being less now. And also, years ago in Ventura, in the flats there, we used to have lots of sand bass. And I think that's one of the conditions that... along with climatic conditions that have changed the sand bass population. Also, years ago, a couple times I have caught what you call a sanco, and they crossbreed, so they're sometimes in the same area. I had a fish, like I say, it was a mutant. It was a cross right. between a calico and a sand bass.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they're in the same area, and so they do migrate back and forth, and sometimes they're interstructured with each other.
Okay, so
I think that's a pretty good question for you.
Okay, so you're saying you feel that the sand bass has been it's not as wide open as it used to be, right?
Correct.
Okay, I think we can all agree with that. So, Jack, hold on the line. We're going to get all your information. We'll send you some stuff out
okay.
of your choice. But now I'm going to go back to Larry and Rick, and with Ron here and Jimmy, we'll try to answer that question. All right, Rick, go ahead and take a shot at that one.
Yeah, like I said, you know, it could have something to do with the squid, but I don't think that's we haven't had squid here for the last few years.
Yeah, a couple of years now.
It's been a few years, and they've had a chance to reproduce, but uh-huh. I just don't think either one, the conditions aren't right, or like I said, too, that the fish aren't able to get up past that border.
Hey, Rick, I'm getting a cue here from Robert that we got to go to break here soon. Can you stay on after the break, or you got to go?
No, I can stay on.
All right, good. Okay, then let's keep talking because I think I'm like you. I don't think the giant squid made a big deal, okay?
No.
They had an effect, I'm sure. But I think what you were mentioning about those seiners down there, that may be a bigger issue. So right. We're going to take a quick break. You're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. When we get back, we'll talk to Larry and Captain Rick Scott, and we'll finish up that conversation. Right back.